Good evening. This is Shobhasachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. President Draupadi Murmu today led the reading of the preamble to the Constitution at the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi to mark the Constitution Day. Speaking on the occasion, the President said the Constitution is the cornerstone of the national identity and it is the guiding framework for moving the nation forward, replacing the colonial mindset with a nationalist vision. She said the Constitution provides a very effective framework for expressing the aspirations of the people. On the occasion of Constitution Day, millions across India read the preamble from cities to villages. The theme of this year's celebration is Hamara Samvidhan, Hamara Swabhiman. New Delhi has stated that Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality. In response to media queries regarding statements made by the Chinese Foreign Ministry, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranjit Jaiswal said that the issue of the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh has been taken up strongly with the Chinese side. In Arunachal Pradesh, Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnak led the Constitution Day celebration at the State Legislative Assembly Complex, Itanagar, today. The Governor paid tribute to the founding fathers of our Constitution, recalling the visionary leadership of Dr. Rajendra Prasad and Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. He emphasized the need for our Constitution to evolve in step with changing societal needs. The Governor also presented prizes to the winners of the debate, essay writing and cover design competitions organized as part of the year-long Golden Jubilee celebrations of the State Legislative Assembly. Arunachal Pradesh is hosting the under-17 weightlifting and taekwondo events of the 69th National School Games at the Khelo India Indoor Stadium in Itanagar from today till 30th November. Governor Lieutenant General Retired K.T. Parnak, declaring the games open, expressed elation that Arunachal Pradesh, despite being one of the youngest states and the newest member of the School Games Federation of India, has achieved a historic milestone. With boxing already completed and taekwondo and weightlifting underway, this marks the first time in 71 years that SGFI has entrusted the state with such a prestigious event. 890 players in taekwondo and 401 in weightlifting from 26 states, 6 Indian territories and 8 central organizations will be competing under the watchful eyes of 140 technical officials. A coordination meeting involving the election observer, returning officers, sector officers, the superintendent of police and nodal officers of Lower Siang district was held yesterday at Likabali. The meeting was convened to review preparations for the smooth conduct of the upcoming Panchayat elections 2025. The meeting was chaired by Kanki Darang, election observer, who stressed the need for transparency, timely execution of responsibilities and close interdepartmental coordination to ensure smooth conduct of the election process. He urged all officials to maintain the highest standards of efficiency and diligence. Rujum Rakshab, DC-cum-DEO, Pierre, highlighted the importance of strict adherence to election guidelines and maintaining efficiency across all stages of the election process. In a talk on journalism as public service, responsible reporting and career opportunities at Arunachal Pradesh University, Pasighat, on Tuesday, senior journalist Amar Sangno, addressing the students, cautioned that in an age where anyone with a lapel mic and a smartphone claims to be a journalist, the core duty of the profession remains unchanged to present credible, verified information to the public. Sangno, the caretaker president of the Arunachal Pradesh Union of Working Journalists, spoke extensively on media ethics, misinformation and the evolution of journalism in Arunachal Pradesh. The Khadi and Village Industries Commission, KVIC, under the Ministry of MSME, Government of India, today successfully organized an awareness camp on the Prime Minister's Employment Generation Program today at Barapani, Nahalagun. The camp aimed to promote self-employment and micro-enterprise development. Kalaktang Rupa FC emerged as the champion of a football tournament, the first edition of Monul Super League 2025 that concluded yesterday at the GTG High Altitude Sports Stadium, Tawang. In the final match, the Kalaktang team defeated Dakpa Pangchin FC 3-1. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.